One accomplishment agriculture already has to crow about from this year's legislature is the rollback of vehicle registration fees. As Senate Agriculture Chairman Bill Monfort from Quincy explains, those fees were raised a few years back when state coffers needed money, and it hit farmers and ranchers hard.
Several years ago when we were in a financial bind, those fees went up, and so it's only logical, it makes sense. Now the time's a little bit better, let's move those fees out, and let's leave money in the people's pockets so they can spend and help the economy. And that's specifically true for ag interests out there. Quite frankly, I don't think people realize just how many dollars the ag industry spends on these tag fees and all. It's a tremendous amount of money, and so I'm confident that the ag community will be one of the best beneficiaries of this decision.
Monfort says another key ag tax savings issue is also moving forward this year, dealing with taxes on equipment and inputs used in food and fiber production.
We also have the sales tax on equipment change we're making there. We're cutting that, and that will be of great benefit to the ag industry out there.
And this sales tax break issue for agriculture is moving on the House side as well, where House Agriculture and Natural Resources Subcommittee Chairman Matt Caldwell from Lehigh Acres also has confidence the bill will make it through this session.
Yeah, I think so for sure. We've got a lot of tax overhaul going on this year, and if you were to give this year a theme, the fact is we got $1 billion additional dollars in tax revenue, and the governor laid his marker down that he wanted to see a good chunk of that go to rolling back taxes, and so you're going to see rollbacks that are going to benefit agriculture for sure.
House State Affairs Committee Chairman Jim Boyd agrees this tax break measure on farm inputs looks good for passage.
Yeah, I think Representative Albritton's got the bill, and I'm looking forward to supporting it. It's good for our economy, it's good for ag, and it's good for Florida, so hopefully we will be able to get across the finish line this year.
From Tallahassee for Southeast AgNet, I'm Gary Cooper.